Welcome, everyone. Another Good Stuff program with Mike and Kim for you here on your local radio station. We invite you to the 68th Annual Home on the Range Champions Ride. Again, that's coming up August the 3rd, starts at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. It's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. Take Interstate 94, exit 7. Go online to hotrnd.com for the details on the Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match.
And local, national, and international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists. Of course, I'm talking Tri-State Livestock News. They also have classified ads. They have special interest sections and so much more. They also have the latest stories on TSLN.com, and they've got market reports, updates, and that's where you can subscribe as well. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. The Nebraska Star Party coming up starting July 28th. You can go to NebraskaStarParty.org to find out details about that. And there's still time to book a trip down the National Scenic River, voted number one in river adventures in the Midwest. Go to VisitValentine.com for details about Cherry County, Nebraska. Kim, I had something I wanted to share with everybody today. Came in from Kerry Gimmerman here a while back. It's notice to people who visit my home.
So, okay. All right.
Number one, the dog lives here. You don't. If you don't want dog hair on your clothes, stay off the furniture. Yes, he has some disgusting habits. So do I, and so do you. What's your point? Of course he smells like a dog. It's his nature to try to sniff. Please feel free to sniff back. I like him a lot better than I like most people. To you, he's a dog. To me, he's an adopted son who is short, hairy, walks on all fours, and doesn't speak very clearly. I have no problem with any of these things. Dogs are better than kids. They eat less, don't ask for money all the time, are easier to train, usually come when called, never drive your car, don't hang out with drug-using friends, don't smoke or drink, don't worry about whether they have the latest fashions, and they don't wear your clothes, and they don't need a gazillion dollars for college, and if they get pregnant, you can sell the pups. And finally, notice to people who visit my home, the same applies for the cats, except they will ignore you until you are asleep. So thanks to Kerry for sending that in to the Good Stuff program.
That's very cute. Hey, it is time now for the Valentine Police Blotter. Chief of Police Dana Miller eyes makes it slightly amusing as we take a look at what got put on the police report. And of course, her sidekick, Bobby Johnson, adds a lot to the report as well. Here's an accident, a non-injury. Well, that's a new driving technique. Is it smoother? No. Try driving on the road. It is significantly smoother.
That's what they make them for.
Yeah, that's right. Here's an animal complaint. We ride at dawn, said the dog, who hopped into the patrol car and wouldn't get out. That's funny. We ride at dawn. And here's a complaint. Thanks for the heads up regarding the man with anger issues. He did reach out. It did appear he ate his Krabby Patties for lunch. Criminal mischief call. Sometimes life is a dumpster fire, and other times the dumpster is on fire. Neither one is good for us. Please do not throw sources of ignition into containers with items that go poof. They will go poof.
We invite you to the Days of 76 102nd Annual Event, July 21st through the 27th. Hey, that's coming right up. It's in Deadwood, South Dakota, the 16-time Badlands Circuit Rodeo of the Year. For more information, go to daysof76.com. The PRCA Rodeo, 7 p.m., the 24th through the 27th in Deadwood.
Indeed. We've got a couple more police reports from Valentine. Here from the Dog Pound. Clearly, this one has been in prison before. They just couldn't be tricked into getting arrested. Nope. The pepperoni chews just couldn't lure that dog into the patrol car, so it could be taken to the pound. Yes, I looked ridiculous even trying. I didn't stand a chance. And the last one on the report, of course, fireworks. Committing a federal crime 101. Blow up a mailbox with fireworks. Although cool at the time, federal crimes are no joke. You'll be hearing, the train's a-coming, it's rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. That's an update for the Valentine Police Blotter.
If you have something to share with the Good Stuff, please send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening for the Good Stuff.